Inigo, congratulations, player of the season. A little bit surprised, perhaps?
Yeah, it was, because I think that when you win this kind of awards, you know already you're going to win it. And to be fair, I didn't expect to be even in the nominated. And we did the opening with stuff we did for a movie. I was there, and I didn't know I had to be there. So it was everything. I was a bit surprised. And like I said, you know, maybe like look like I am in a bit of bad mood because of obviously the last defeat against Wigan leave us a really bad taste in ourselves. So I just want to finish the season as soon as possible, and as you know, with a victory on Saturday, if it's possible, to finish already the situation we are at the moment, and then maybe I can enjoy a bit more. But I'm gonna see. I'm gonna be honest. I don't really like too much this kind of individual awards. I know that's quite common in England. It's the same that I don't like too much the man of the match, you know, because I hate, for example, you are man of the match or you are losing the game. But I have to accept that that's quite typical here in England, and I just can't say thank you to every single fan that they bought me.
What about a night like tonight? It's about what happens on the football pitch, but there's been a lot of other awards, hasn't there? And you do a lot of work for Albion in the community and off the pitch as well. How important are these kind of occasions?
Yeah, honestly, you know, like, 1 hour before the dinner, I didn't want to come here because, like I say, we are in a really bad mood because we are not having a great time at the moment. But after you come here and you realize that it's not just about what's happening in the pitch, it's an important thing. But this club, thankfully, is something more about, yes, not about the football pitch. So you start to enjoy the fans that come in just to have that dinner with you. You start to talk with them. You start to see the words there for people that are really working hard to make this club even bigger. So then you kind of enjoy the dinner.
You said there wasn't necessarily a standout person for player of the season. There probably was a standout goal, perhaps?
Yeah, it was. It was the we didn't score too many, so it was. No, it was quite clear. It was for Lindsay. It was a cracking goal. It was an expensive goal, like I say in the words. He had to pay a fine because he took his shirts off, and the gaffer wasn't. You could see in the clip, Hippia wasn't happy at all with that because you know earlier the game a midfielder doing that. But you have to understand. You know, it's the only time he's going to score one of these in all his career, so he has to do it.
What about you? I mean, I know you're out of contract at the end of the season. This club means a lot to you. What would it mean for you to stay here?
Well, obviously, like I say, I've been here 6 seasons, 5 years, and I really enjoy every single day I'm here. Even this year, that I'm having, you know, like I say, we are not having the best time, and still enjoying, because I say before, you learn a lot. I'm learning a lot this year, even more than before, because when you're having bad times, you have to learn, you want to survive, and I'm doing that. First things first, so we want to keep the place in the division as soon as possible, and hopefully stay here more and more.
And will everyone be sat around maybe just watching the result tomorrow night, perhaps?
Yeah, I was thinking to go to Blackburn to cheer up a bit, you know, the Blackburn Rovers team, but I will be looking, obviously, at the results, but otherwise have to be in our hands against Watford because we play at home, so we have to do it then.
And would that be nice to actually, you know, make it safe and do it yourselves?
Yeah, but I take it anyway. I take it tomorrow at the feet of Millwall. We'll take it, definitely. But like you say, you know, I would like to finish in a good way because we play at home and it's the last game of the season. And, you know, I think the fans deserve to have something good because there's been a bad season for them as well, and they've been all the time behind us. So I think it should be a good way to finish the season at home, winning the 3 points against Watford.
Just finally, football ups and downs all the time. What's required in these sorts of situations going forward for the future for this club? Yes, they'll have highs and lows, but is it a case of everyone getting together?
Yeah, and like I say, you know, I've been learning a lot. I hope everybody is doing the same because, you know, when you are doing good, you just see that, you know, you don't think too much. You just enjoy, but you don't improve sometimes. So I think, you know, it's been good to realize that the success is not easy in this division. It's really complicated. We've been doing really, really good the last 3 years, being top six, top eight. But sometimes it's not so easy like that. So hopefully in the future we're gonna be there again, and we're gonna say, okay, we have to taste it more. We have to enjoy it because it's not easy to be here. So hopefully we can do that next season.